This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Some people are saying that was a long one with some expletives as well. So
also
for some
the building, too. We always say it depends on your building and
how it's
done. This one, you know, this place for being as old as it is actually pretty sturdy because I've missed a whole bunch in here.
Mm-hmm.
But at home, and when I'm at home in the high rise, I always feel them for some reason.
What,
that's a new place. But you know?
You know what you and I never do, and this happened during the last earthquake as well. We feel it, and there's so much, you know, there's seconds where you say, is it an earthquake? Yes, it's an earthquake. We're never under the desk. We're never doing what we are supposed to do.
We're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Yeah, it says drop cover and hold on for a reason, but here we are staring at our phones going, oh, there's an earthquake. We should get on the radio.
Yeah, we're online saying, well, what's going on? Yeah. So anyhow, earthquake. What is it, 5.0 again?
5.1 is according to the QuakeBot. Yeah, getting reports from all over the place. Yikes, rattled the house pretty good in Thousand Oaks. We've got somebody from Van Nuys on the phone. What did you feel? What's your name? Sorry, I missed it. Joe from Van Nuys?
Joe,
what did you feel out there in Van Nuys?
Felt kind of like a subway car rocking back and forth. I looked up there, the chandeliers weren't moving or anything, but you knew what was going on.
Yeah, well, 5.1, definitely going on. I like how he said it was kind of like a subway car rocking back and forth. But again, looking at the social media that we're seeing right now, again, this was hitting near Malibu. And someone else said, I wasn't tripping right now, right? That was an earthquake. No,
no, you were not.
Yeah. That was definitely an earthquake. And hopefully we can check in with Lucy Jones, too, who's the earthquake czar in Los Angeles, to say, okay, what does this mean? How deep was it? What does it mean for the other faults? And the question is always, are bigger ones
all
coming?
All those usuals, yeah. Joe, you said kind of subway car rocking back and forth. What more can you tell us about that kind of feeling? Maybe we don't have Joe anymore. You know what? Who do we have? Oh, we got Big Boss is here. Look at this. Go to the one with the green cord. What'd you feel? I saw you running past here through the windows.
Yeah. We were downstairs in the in our offices, and all of a sudden got the alert. As the alert was coming in, we were like rocking. That was gnarly.
Wow.
Big one.
So downstairs, you said, because we were kind of like,
it wasn't
a little bit of swaying.
Yeah, the marks kind of went, our chairs kind of went, but that was about it.
Yeah, down in the sales offices, and everybody came out of their offices like, was that another
one?
Yeah.
And you got the alert on your phone as well?
Yeah, I got the alert on my phone, yeah.
Now you live like on the west side, so have you been able to check with people kind of out there? Because this was over by Malibu.
Yeah.
Have you able to check with people?
Yeah, both my kids called me that live out there because mm-hmm. they're getting ready for school. They both called and said, that was a big one.
Dad.
And so it's, what was it, 5-1?
5-1.
It looks like revised now to 4.6.
They do that. They tend to downgrade
them.
It's like a jobs report.
I don't know if you experience this with your kids. Right, the jobs report.
Very good.
I don't know if you experience this with your kids, but I have with mine. They've never really felt the big one, right? Like a Northridge. And so, you know, it's always like, well, that wasn't that big. But these, as they get progressively bigger, the fives and stuff, it's impacting them. Are they nervous at all, or is it just like an amusement park ride?
I think it's that feeling of, is this going to be that big one? Right. Because you don't know. And it just depends on where you're. If you're in Malibu and you live close to Malibu, you feel like, whoa, this is it. This is that big one. But I think that until you've been through it, as we all know, because we've all been through the big one or the couple of the big ones. You really don't know what to expect.
You know, it's those few seconds where it's going and you have time to think, how long is this going to last? Is this over in 2 seconds or is this last like 10, 12 more and I'm going to be here doing this the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Being a native, though, of L.A., I don't remember a time when we have had this many in a row.
I was going to say, you tired of these yet?
Yeah.
Last few weeks?
I mean, it's like one a month almost, right?
We're speaking with Jeff Fetterman, who is our general manager here for KNX News, 97.1 FM. The breaking news, of course, is the earthquake we just had moments ago over by Malibu. 5-1 is what it initially came out, downgraded
then
now
4-6.
To...
Yeah, we got Pete Demetrio on the phone, too, as always. Pete
hang,
always
hang
calls
tight,
in.
Jeff. We're going to talk
you
to you a little
it.
Bit
Thanks,
more.
Guys.
Pete, how did you feel it?
Pete, you're over there on the west side, too, right? You feel it over there?
Pete?
We'll get back to Pete when we can establish contact
all right.
with him. Jeff, I wanted to ask you a little bit more because my kids are always like, Mom, come on. Do you have an earthquake plan? If the big one really does hit, do you have a plan to get in touch with your family? Do you have the kit?
You put me on the spot here, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've admitted.
My plan is weak.
How much water in the kit? How much food's in the kit?
I used to actually have in my car, I used to have tennis shoes when we used to have to wear, you know, heeled shoes. But now I wear tennis shoes to work, so I don't need those. But yeah, we have water put away. We have an emergency kit. Probably needs to be updated, I would say.
And after the last few weeks, you haven't updated it?
Yeah,
after today, you will, right?
Yeah. But now that you guys are putting me on the spot here on KNX listening with a million people listening, I will probably go and do
be
that.
Be a good example and
I'll
do it. Yeah.
I'll tell you another one. You know, we always talk about the earthquake kit, but when the big one hits, you need that sort of out-of-state contact because the towers are going to get jammed.
It's going to be a mess here.
Right. In order to get in touch with your kids or someone else, you do need that sort of out-of-state contact. Do you have that?
No, do not have that either.
Okay,
and
well,
you are killing me right now.
She's like, get to work, man.
I did hear, you know, with the fires that are going on, right?
Yeah.
You're hearing about what people are grabbing in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did actually put some wires for my phone and computer away.
Yeah, one of those mobile chargers
kit.
And all that stuff.
Chargers, just so you can have those, because that will be important.
It's interesting, right? We live in Southern California where we have these fires. We have earthquakes. We have mudslides. But I think so many of us are ill-prepared for these big events. We just take a chance that it's not going to happen to us.
Yeah, I would agree with you that we probably need to all be better prepared, and I will be the first one to admit that I should be leading the pack.
He's going today. He'll do it. We got Joe Boscagno on the line, Craig out in Hawthorne.
I think I'm
going to
get fired tomorrow because the boss is in here.
If she's not here on Friday.
No, we'll go shopping together at Home Depot.
That's right. That's the story. We'll get him on the mic, and we'll take him to
thanks, you guys.
We'll
thanks,
take him to the grocery store. All right, Joe Boscagno, a well-known name on this radio station over the years. Joe, what'd you feel?
Thanks, Mike, and good morning. Well, I was sitting in traffic on the 110 northbound on the 105-110 exchange when I got the alert. And you know that exchange is pretty massive, and I hope to God that everything was okay and prayed for that engineering of that freeway built. So everything, a little rattled on the freeway, stuck in traffic, and first thing I thought when I got that message was to call home. Checked with the family in San Pedro. They were a little rattled, but everyone was okay, thankfully.
When you say a little rattled, what did they say? And we're seeing some the schools, right? So school is in session, or at least some of the early arrivals, and we're seeing some kids out outside on the fields.
Oh, is it the fields, the basketball court, the track, that kind of stuff.
The kids are like, man, this again. Anyhow, in San Pedro, did you check with them? And you said rattled, but what was the feel like for them there?
Yeah, a jolt, and of course you look up and you see the lamps moving and such. But man, the technology, God bless technology. It's crazy that we get the alert, and sure enough, it's real.
I put my general manager on the spot because that's what I do, and I said I'll be fired tomorrow for it. But do you have your?
You've done great work here. We'll miss you.
it's been a really stellar
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. No, I heard you.
You have your? Do you have your earthquake?
Yeah,
kit?
Absolutely.
Look at you.
Yeah, it was actually a school project from my daughter's class. And in our garage, we have the supplies in a huge duffel bag, water, canned goods, all sorts of goodies in the event of a major disaster. But again, another reminder, you're absolutely right for us to be prepared for the big one.
You know what I'm curious about? Since you said you were on the road, did you have a chance to look around everybody else when this was happening? Because you said you were looking up at, you know, the overpasses, which is, I got to admit, what I always think when I get stuck under those and bumper to bumper. I'm like, well, this would be a bad time for this. I have faith in Caltrans, but man, it still makes me a little scared, you know?
Right. No, absolutely, Mike. I tell you, I'm looking at above and the power poles as well. It's first thing I looked to my left on the 110 northbound heading to downtown LA, the power poles to see if anything was down. But always be alerted, of course, when stuff like this happens. And I know that LAPD, LA Fire Department, they're on alert. I'm sure something like this happens in the city of Los Angeles. You have a deployment of the firehouses to monitor the communities, including LAPD.
Yep,
but I've not heard
mode.
Of any
they just,
tactical alert just
yeah.
yet.
They're in it. They say typically less than an hour. They go and do their checks. They're in it right now. Currently, no initial reports of any structural damage or any injuries from LA Fire.
Okay, Joe Boscagno, thank you so much, former LA City Councilman. And I think on our chart of who's doing the best today, he's right at the top.
He's winning so far.
He has a good, solid earthquake kit ready. So good job, Joe.
We'll keep taking our poll.
Pete Demetrio, do we have him?
Yeah, Pete.
So Pete.
Hello there.
Oh, hello there. Good morning. You're over there on the west side. How did it feel?
Well, about 7 to 8 seconds of rapid vibration, not a major jolt, but we almost got zero, if you want to call it, warning on the earthquake app. It and the shaking happened almost simultaneously, considering the fact this apparently is centered in Malibu, and we're getting a preliminary indication of about a 4.8 to 4.6. That doesn't surprise me. The closer you are to the epicenter, the less quote-unquote warning you're going to get, or advance warning. But again, the shake alert went off on my phone, and it was clearly audible, picked it up inside the house. Everything just rattled rapidly for about 7 to 8 seconds. And I sort of was lying in bed, and I said, okay, let's see what happens from here. Is it going to intensify or not? I had some paintings on the wall and a wall hanging, which I jokingly referred my wife and I as our seismometer, because when that rattles, you know you've got something in excess of a 4. The fact that we're roughly about 7 to 8 miles south of Malibu, fairly close, and I would tend to think that probably the closer you get to Malibu, you're probably going to get some kind of signs that this quake actually happened.
So,
probably stores are going to have things coming off the shelves, things along those lines.
Yep. So, Pete, let me ask you this. I mean, you have seen it all, a reporter in Los Angeles for many years, and the tone of your voice is like, yep, we got this.
Right, we got another one. I'm
out got here. Another earthquake. And I used to always say it had to be 5 or above to get my attention. What does it have to be for you to really make you a little bit, you know, Pete Demetrio, a little bit nervous?
Anytime you have something which sets off the earthquake alarm itself, the shake app itself, that gets my attention because of the question, not only what do you have instantly, I'm looking at the next hour. Because if this is indeed a 4 shock, and we could have a larger quake within about an hour, you're sort of a little on edge to see what is going to happen at that point.
All right, well, Lucy Jones is actually talking right now, so let's take you to her. Our earthquakes are.
Probably be more aftershocks coming along, the number die off with time. And most of the time, they're smaller than the first one. 5% of the time, we'll see an aftershock bigger than the first one. This is one of many magnitude 4s that we've had this year in across Southern California. All of them have been, pretty much all of them have been in different locations. Of course, the magnitude 5.2 at the end of July had numerous aftershocks, including magnitude 4s along with it. At this point, we don't have much other information. If there's something you particularly want asked, please go ahead and put it in the chat.
It's a Zoom she does after earthquakes. We've gotten all tech savvy with this, right? It used to be you had to call the press conference and everybody went out to Caltech. Now she gets on Zoom and she can look in the chat and be like, yeah, I'll answer your question. I'll answer your question.
But I like that Lucy's always just, she's camera ready no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got the little, like the internal message says Lucy Jones will be on Zoom as soon as she can get it fired up. Like,
yeah.
She's just going to go over the computer and start doing that.
We've, again, remind you, put in questions through the chat if you have them. We don't have other information than what we are getting from the seismic network.
You got some visuals, you know, the TV stations are flying PCH over Malibu because this was a couple miles out of Malibu.
Excuse me. Magnitude 4.7 at 7:28 this morning. I clearly interrupted the morning routine for a lot of people, including myself. The depth, it is at a relatively large depth. It's, for this area, it's pretty normal. A depth of about 7 miles for the earthquake. It does seem like it was felt over a really wide area. We also just got what's called a focal mechanism, so I can say it's highly improbable that it was associated with the Malibu fault because it's a strike slip mechanism, which means that one side moves sideways with respect to the other. Again, really common across Southern California, but we might expect more vertical motion on the Malibu fault. We do run a routine to associate felt recorded earthquakes with our known faults, but that hasn't completed its analysis yet. Oh.
Again, Dr. Lucy Jones, our earthquake czar on the Zooms that she does, and we're dipping into this. She's going to start answering some questions soon as those come through.
We just got our automatic fault association through, and it's confused. It has a 40% chance of associating with the Malibu fault and 46% chance of associating with the Anacapa fault, which is not surprising this small an earthquake. You don't directly associate it with a big fault.
Weather Service says no tsunami expected, by the way.
Well, that's nice. We got some things coming in here. Margaret Carrero didn't feel it in South Pasadena. Karen Adams felt it good in Glendale. She said good in Glendale.
Good in Glendale.
Scott Burt, more of a jolt, less of a roll this time. And then the little shrug emoji. It's different each time.
Sue Huff has joined. You might want to come in as a panelist. You aren't going to be able to speak from where you are. So we do have one question in from Ron Lynn. Are we having more quakes recently? Yes. Whether it's statistically significant is difficult to tell. I actually just went through a process of bringing up the last, actually, 65 years of magnitude fours. If we look back over the that time period and count the number of sequences with at least one magnitude four, that's very different than saying how many magnitude fours do we have, because the biggest year for magnitude fours was 1992, because we had aftershocks to the Landers earthquake. But if we look at independent sequences with at least one four, over the last 65 years, it averages 8 to 10.
All right, Lucy Jones there. We're going to keep monitoring that and bring you her comments again, if she's still on, once we get done with the mayor who is on the line with us now, Mayor Karen Bass, Los Angeles mayor.
Mayor, where were
Hi.
You? Where were you when you felt it?
Getting ready to come to work, and I certainly felt it, but I got the alarm as well, and I hope almost like an Amber Alert, which is what I thought it was, and I was very glad to get that alert. At the same time, I was feeling the jolts.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much time did it give you? We got like 3 seconds warning. We looked at the phone, and they were
exactly.
like, oh, 5.0 is what it said to us, and they downgraded to 4.7, but then it was there pretty quickly.
Exactly. And so I just hope, as always, it's a reminder for people to be ready. We never know when this is going to happen. And for your listeners out there, ready.gov, you can go on that and you can get what is needed for your emergency kits. And all day today, of course, the fire department will be out surveying to see if there's any damage.
Do you have your emergency
We've
kit?
We've been quizzing people this
of
morning.
Of course I do.
Did you put anything special in it?
No, nothing special, just the things that are called for. But yes, I have a couple of them in the house.
So, Mayor of Los Angeles, also coming off the Metro Board, give us an idea of what happens in the city of Los Angeles with an earthquake of this size in terms of checking the transportation, homes and businesses and things like that.
Well, all of our departments are absolutely on alert. I mean, whenever we have an emergency situation, the fire department, of course, in this instance, takes the lead and goes around and surveys to make sure there isn't damage. And the same thing happens within the metro system.
Do we also need to be...
As of right now, everything is looking okay.
All right. LA Fire doing the checks and yeah, putting out that info. Do we also need to be reminded that we can get a few things at a time? Because look, the last 3 days and up to today, we've been talking about these fires, big fires. We got three of them in Southern California. We also had that major storm roll through and had an earthquake during that. But now we got a quake on top of the fires. I mean, when we talk about being ready, you really mean you got to be ready.
Absolutely. But, you know, we've also had incredible heat. And we know that the heat and the fires are absolutely connected to climate change. And what we learned last year is that events that we never thought would happen here can happen here now as our climate is changing.
If the big one happened, if a Northridge-sized earthquake happened in the city of Los Angeles, financially, is the city prepared to deal with that?
Well, I mean, one never knows. You know, I'm an Angeleno all of my life, and so I have definitely lived through the largest earthquake we've had over the last few decades. And I remember the one that happened in the 90s, and who would have imagined the freeways collapsing, apartment buildings collapsing. So L.A. will always be ready, but the big one that I have heard about my entire life, you know, it depends on the amount of devastation.
We were asking somebody earlier, are you kind of tired of this over the last month or so? Because it seems like we've had so many. I mean, how are you feeling every time another one comes through? Like, oh, man, this again?
Exactly. Well, not only this again, but will it be worse? Of course, isn't that what you always feel in an earthquake? And then when you get the aftershocks, you know, how long is this going to continue? Sure.
So I want to thank you so much for talking to us about the earthquake, and we appreciate that. But since we've got you, I wanted to slip in a little question about the police chief in Los Angeles. Do you have your choice from the final three?
No, I'm still in the process, but what I do believe we will accomplish is a new chief by the end of September. So just a couple of more weeks to go.
You're hoping
through the process.
Does that mean that your choice is in that final three? You think you're not going to have to go back to the drawing board or pick somebody on your own?
I can't say that just yet.
Sorry. Why not?
Because the process is not completed, so it wouldn't make sense for me to say whether or not I would choose from the ones that were given to me until I finish the process with them.
All right. So like interviews, or you still just might go off the list because you've got somebody else in mind?
Interviews, discussions, meeting with the search team, meeting with the commission, the police commission. So a series of meetings need to take place.
Okay. And by the end of the month, you say you're still holding to that timeline.
By the end of the month.
All right. We'll call you back. I'm here, Karen Bass.